Welcome to Crosley Field in Cincinnati, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Harry Walker. Batting second. The second baseman, Emil Verbin. Batting third. The first baseman, Phil Cavaretta. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Hank Edwards. Batting fifth. The catcher, Bob Scheffing. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Hal Jeffcoat. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Hank Schenz. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Monk Dubiel. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Monk Dubiel. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Grady Hatton. Batting second. The shortstop, Virgil Stahlcup. Batting third. The center fielder, Lloyd Merriman. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Hank Sauer. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Johnny Wirostek. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Ted Kluszewski. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jimmy Bloodworth. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Mueller. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Buddy Lively. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Buddy Lively. And now, play ball. Harry Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Emil Verbin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verbin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cavaretta moves to second. Bob Scheffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheffing hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Reds. Virgil Stahlcup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahlcup hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Jeffcoat. Stahlcup reaches second base with a double. Lloyd Merriman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merriman takes first base on ball four. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is called out on strikes. One out. Johnny Wirostek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirostek strikes out. Two outs. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dubiel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Stahlcup moves to third. Merriman moves to second. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stahlcup scores. Merriman scores. Kluszewski moves to third. Bloodworth moves to second. It's 3-0, Reds. Ray Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is walked intentionally. Buddy Lively is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lively hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Smalley fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lively fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Schenz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schenz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lively fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Bob Chipman now pitching. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hatton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cavaretta scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hatton for the out. One out. Virgil Stahlcup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahlcup is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Stahlcup hits a fly ball into left field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lloyd Merriman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merriman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Merriman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0-for-1 in the game. Sauer hits a pop-up towards short. Smalley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Chipman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chipman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harry Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a fly ball into right field. Wirostek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Emil Verben is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verben is 0-for-1 in the game. Verben hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chipman moves to second. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground towards first. Klusowski scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cavaretta for the out. Chipman moves to third. Verben moves to second. Two outs. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Edwards hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Wirostek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirostek is 0-for-1 in the game. Wirostek hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ted Klusowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klusowski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Klusowski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Verben fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Bloodworth hits a pop-up towards first. Cavaretta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Scheffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheffing is 0-for-1 in the game. Scheffing hits a pop-up towards first. Klusowski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 0-for-1 in the game. Jeffcoat hits a fly ball into center field. Merriman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Schenz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schenz is 0-for-1 in the game. Schenz hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-1 in the game. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stahl Cup fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Ray Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Mueller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Buddy Lively is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lively is 0-for-1 in the game. Lively hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mueller moves to second. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hatton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cavaretta fields it and throws to second for the out. Mueller moves to third. One out. Virgil Stahlcup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahlcup is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Stahlcup hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cavaretta scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stahlcup for the out. Mueller scores. Hatton moves to second. Two outs. It's 4-0, Reds. Lloyd Merriman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merriman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Merriman hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Scheffing fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Kirby pinch hits for Bob Chipman. Jim Kirby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harry Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Klusowski fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. Two outs. Emil Verbin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verbin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Verbin hits a pop-up towards short. Stahlcup settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Jess Dobernick now pitching. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0-for-2 in the game. Sauer hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Jeffcoat. Sauer reaches second base with a double. Johnny Wirostek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirostek is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wirostek strikes out. One out. Ted Klusowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klusowski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Klusowski hits a fly ball into center field. Jeffcoat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Bloodworth hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sauer scores. It's 5-0, Reds. Ray Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Scheffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheffing is 0-for-2 in the game. Scheffing hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Buddy Lively is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lively is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lively hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Verbin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hatton hits a pop-up towards short. Smalley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Virgil Stahlcup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahlcup is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Stahlcup hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lloyd Merriman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merriman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Merriman hits a pop-up towards short. Smalley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 0-for-2 in the game. Jeffcoat hits a fly ball into center field. Merriman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Schenz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schenz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Schenz bunts towards the mound. Lively fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-2 in the game. Smalley strikes out. Two outs. Smokey Burgess pinch hits for Jess Dobernick. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mueller fires to first and picks off Schenz. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Lefty Sloat now pitching. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Sauer hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Jeffcoat. Sauer reaches second base with a double. Johnny Wirostek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirostek is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wirostek takes first base on ball 4. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kluszewski hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Edwards. Kluszewski reaches second base with a double. Sauer scores. Wirostek goes all the way around to score. It's 7-0, Reds. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 3 RBIs. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Score that a fielder's choice. Ray Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Schenz fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Kluszewski moves to third. Two outs. Buddy Lively is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lively is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lively strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 7, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Gene Mauch pinch hits for lefty Sloat. Gene Mauch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mauch hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harry Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a line drive into right field. Wirostek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Emil Verben is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verben is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Verben hits a line drive towards third. Hatton catches it and throws to first to double up Mauch. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 7, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Ralph Hamner now pitching. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hatton hits a fly ball into center field. Jeff Coates settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Virgil Stahlcup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahlcup is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Stahlcup hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lloyd Merriman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merriman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Merriman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cavaretta scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Merriman for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 7, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cavaretta hits a pop-up towards third. Hatton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Edwards hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Scheffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheffing is 0-for-3 in the game. Scheffing hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stahlcup scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 7, and Chicago Cubs, 0. Goodbye from Crosley Field in Cincinnati.